Welcome back. Now in the settings area, you're going to see that there's going to be an integrations tab for every page. When it comes to the opt-in page, you'll notice that you'll need to have an autoresponder integrated into ClickFunnels in order to use it with this opt-in page. Because what you're going to do here is you're going to select your integration in order to use for the opt-in. So to set up the integration, what we're going to do is go back to the dashboard and we're going to exit from this page. Once we get to the dashboard, we can then go to our account settings. That'll bring us to this page. What we can then do is to go to our integrations. You can then click Add a New Integration. You can then choose your individual autoresponder. So in this case, for the sake of this video, we are going to choose MailChimp. Now you can narrow this down by going specifically to the email integrations. You can then choose your particular autoresponder. What you can do here is then go to your MailChimp account and get an API key. You'll then want to give your autoresponder a specific nickname. Now for the sake of MailChimp, we would need to create an API key. Now, every integration with an autoresponder is going to work differently depending on the one that you use. Now what we need to do with MailChimp is to get an API key from our MailChimp account. We'll then add that API key and integration nickname and click Add Integration. Our integration will then be available. What you'll then do is to go back to your funnel. What you'll then do is go inside of your funnel. What you'll then do is to edit your page. What you'll then do is to go to your integrations area. And what you'll need to do is you'll need to connect your API key. In order to demonstrate this, we're going to remove the integration so that we can connect it again. What we're going to do here is select an integration, our MailChimp integration. We're then going to select a specific action. And because we're now integrated with ClickFunnels and MailChimp, ClickFunnels will be able to see the list that we have set up inside of MailChimp. So we can select a list that's already set up from MailChimp. And once we do that, you'll notice then that the autoresponder is then connected. We can then choose whether or not we want to have a confirmation email sent. And once we've done that, we are then connected. You're then going to want to make sure to save your settings. You'll then want to click inside of the dashboard, and you'll then want to go back just to make sure that your settings in your autoresponder have been saved. Okay, so with that, thanks, and I will see you in another video.